Amen. All right. Lord, thank you for allowing us this fellowship tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to have an awesome time with you. I thank you, Lord, for the great and bold faith that you have given all of us. And I thank you for what you're doing in this fellowship. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for tonight's not going to be any different. People are going to come into revelations, and we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy upon us. And Lord, we praise you and glorify you for all that you're going to accomplish tonight with us. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank you, Lord, that we're going to have a resurrection party. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we are. And I'll explain later. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, has anybody else got a prayer that they'd like to give out or something they need to say? Yeah, Benjamin.
I'd like to bring up a prayer for Zach. He's kind of going through a hard time with his smoking, and you know, he's Megan and him kind of got into a bit of a fight the other day, and yeah, it's just not too good right now. It was probably just a one-time occurrence type of thing again. Anyways, I'd like to lift up prayer for him, and I'd hope y'all would join me in this.
Sure.
Lord, I want to lift up Zach to you again. Lord, Father God, let all of our combined faith show. And we all know that in your the Bible, it says that one or two come in your name, you're there with them, Father. And we thank you so much for your sovereignty over this situation and the omnipotence that you have. And we thank you, Father, for this overcoming power over these devils that are trying to take over that family. We thank you, Father, for giving us the faith to fight this. We thank you, Father, for saving our families from this. Their minds will be opened very, very soon, and that they're going to see spiritually the power that you bring. I pray sovereign protection over Finn, that his mind stays innocent and that he's still covered by all this, Father. Keep him ignorant and innocent of it all. And I pray that Zach just gets over this addiction and that he doesn't need to smoke, doesn't need to vape, doesn't need to do anything like that to get over it. And that you put it together, Father, whether he brings it up or I bring it up or Dad brings it up, talking about your sovereign power and talking about how we can have authority over these demons, that he becomes spiritually refilled and that he repents of his ways. And same thing with my sister. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Julie.
And does he want to quit?
It's kind of a situation. There is marijuana in the house, but locked up. My sister's got it locked up. She should just throw it out, throw it in the garbage, throw it under the toilet, wherever. But I don't know. I didn't tell her to do anything with it because I didn't want her to throw it out and then Zach gets upset or whatever. It's just a situation right now, and he's got a lot more to lose right now because, you know, it's gotten a lot better, and their living situation is a lot better now, and so he's going to be, he's risking a lot for something really stupid, and so.
Is it just marijuana? Is it cigarettes too, or is it just smoking in general?
A year after he started vaping and smoking cigarettes. I guess it was just something to cope to, but then now I saw it coming because I just know Zach, and I knew he was going to start smoking pot again.
Okay.
And so I just pray that I keep the faith in it. I don't want that mindset. He was doing great, and then it's just,
Is he working?
he's a carpenter's apprentice.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a while now. He should be almost done his apprenticeship. Yeah, but like up here in
Let
Canada,
me.
marijuana is not really much of a thing. He's not going to lose his job over this or anything. Like,
Yeah, no, they've legalized it so many places that it's not, it's not looked down on anymore. It's like, it's okay. It's cool, right?
yeah, pretty
Yeah,
much.
was he able to smoke it on the job?
No, he's not allowed to do
Okay.
that. Well, I'll keep it at that. He's made it past the point where it's like he has a little bit more freedom now. So because of the situation that he was in, they sort of had him like, you're not allowed to buy any weaponry, you're not allowed to have a weapon in your hand, you're not allowed anything like that. So he's made it past that point, and so I think unconsciously he sort of triggered something in him or something. I don't know. That was just my take when he told me that. And so
I think he's going to counseling too.
yeah, this so there's other spirits involved here.
Oh, I meant
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's a demon. That's what'll only thing that'll help him is to cast that thing out. In the name of
Please
Jesus, right now,
repent.
we break the power of addiction off of him right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for placing it in his heart to repent and to come into the kingdom in a mighty way. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, while he does that, he repents and he gets through that, Lord, fill him with your Holy Spirit. That's the power for his overcoming power that would help him. And I praise you for that, Father, for doing this for him in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all
Amen.
believe?
Amen.
I
Amen. Thank you,
believe.
Lord,
Thank you,
for working
Jesus.
in
It's
Zach's
done.
heart. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for working in his heart. Praise the Lord.
Basically, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
Amen.
for softening his heart and bringing conviction of sin. And he knows. And we just pray the fear of the Lord upon Zach, Lord. And I
Amen.
pray that you would give Megan the grace to obey where she knows to obey her husband and submit and all those things, Lord, that you find she would find favor with you, Lord, and not try to make Zach do anything. Give her the grace to pray for him. Give her the grace to seek you and really trust you and believe and I pray that you would give our brothers here, both Andrew and Ben, who love them, Lord, that you would give them the words to speak when needed, or otherwise, and show them how to pray and stand in faith and believing and know that you're going to do this. It's already done. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless them, God. We bless their marriage and we bless their family, Lord, and that you're working. We thank you, Lord, for working in our family's hearts. There's nothing you cannot do. Praise the Lord.
A good thing about it is he just at least had the common sense to give the marijuana to his wife, who hid it and locked it up. So it's as if he didn't want it, and that's a good thing. And yeah, so and they his mother is very involved with the Pentecostal church that she goes to. I don't know if she goes to it as often as she used to. And of course, Megan had lots of background in different denominations too, Pentecostal, Church of God, Independent Baptist. So she has a childhood background with that. And they did get married with a pastor. So there's some fallout there, I think, with Megan that might have to do with. Commerce or something like prosperity gospel or commerce or something like that or business of the church that made her fallout with the church that she was in, the last church anyway that she went to, which may have been for her betterment. Anyway, all glory and praise to God. Anyway.
And another thing that Zach kind of brought up, just very randomly. He's a great guy. He just brings up stuff randomly. He was talking about how things are looking politically and all that. I think he's a little scared with what Trump's saying about Greenland and what's happening in Canada. We're sending troops up into Greenland apparently, and he was a little scared about that, I guess you could say. So he's saying, like, I'm not going to build a bomb shelter, but I think we should prepare for the worst case scenario. Yeah. So maybe just keep that in your minds as well. Lord, we don't want to act in fear. We all know this is sovereign over you. And Lord, again, if this conversation comes up again, just give us the words to speak it so that we can be a good witness to you, Father. Let Zach just stop smoking dope, stop smoking in general, and just to take care of his son, take care of his family, and to repent and to have a changed mind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? All right,
Lord, I just pray that you give Zach a hunger and a thirst to be in your word and to fill his mind with those things and get out of the worldly stuff. I pray that for all our families and all the people we love and care about and all your elect, God, that you would draw them into your work to seek your face, seek you for answers, because these things are, you know, so much political unrest. There's so much unrest, period, and just chaos and destruction, and that people would look to you to look into your word for these things, to find answers and to look how to pray and to really seek you, Lord, and really pray earnestly about these things that we're facing, Lord, and teach us how to pray and show us how to pray about these things. There's so much, just something, you know, it's just things we've not experienced in our generation. And so we've not been down this path before, but we're learning a lot. So Lord, teach us and show us and help us to see the victory, because it's already done. And we trust you, Lord, and your sovereignty over these things, over evil. And we praise you for what you're doing in the governments. We praise you for what you're doing to set people free in these other countries and liberating them from the oppressions that they've been under for decades. Lord, we praise you for what's about to happen. In Jesus' name, we know the man child's on the horizon. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? All right, Missy, go ahead.
I have a question and kind of like wanting to pray about this whole Greenland thing. Have they been under like tyrannical government or anything like that?
Who are you talking about? Iran?
No, Greenland.
Oh, no. It's a defensive measure for the United States. That's what he's doing it for. It's to keep Russia from gaining ground down here this close. That's what he's doing it for. Yeah. Ben's got a question about that particular thing.
No, I was just about to say I'm pretty sure it's Denmark that's owning, that is in charge of Greenland right now. So they're part of NATO.
Denmark is the, Greenland is the colony of Denmark. And they have, I still think they have their monarchy there too. So,
I know there was a, I forget where I saw it, that, I don't know if Merle showed it to me or somebody sent something, I don't remember. But the people in Greenland are really protesting about Trump coming in there. Okay, I thought maybe it was you. I wasn't sure, Julie. And I don't know. That just really bothers me. Did they not want to be bought? I know there's been talk of him
I don't know what
buying
the
them. Mm-hmm.
interior is like. I know I've seen the videos of the protesters. I think they said there were 56 of them or something like that. I don't know. I'm just telling what I
Isn't
heard.
there a huge American base in Greenland?
There's what?
A huge American air base that is already in Greenland?
Yeah, been there for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. That's a strategic point because Russia is just above them, and if Russia gains control of Greenland, it cuts our defenses real significantly, and that's the reason Trump is raising.
Yeah, that would make a good triangle up there, Alaska and Greenland.
Yep,
Well,
and
Father,
that's.
what were you going to say, Michael?
No, go ahead.
Well, Father, I just ask you to send forth, put in all everyone's heart involved that has a decision in this, Lord Greenland, whoever can make this decision, and President Trump, I pray for a peaceful decision, a happy decision, agreement that everyone is happy with. And I pray that we do acquire it, but that it be peaceful and a good agreement that everyone, that no twisting of arms. Lord, you change the hearts of people, whoever it needs to be, you put in their minds to do your will. But that no twisting of arms or anything like that, Lord. But there be a good peaceable agreement for the US getting Greenland. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for doing that.
Amen. Trump had offered them a $500,000 per person in Greenland to do this, to allow America in there to govern them, put their bases in there. He did that right off the get-go.
So what, did
But
they
anyway,
just turn it down, or
what?
did they just turn it down?
I don't know. It looked like to me they did because they're out protesting him coming in there.
Yeah.
I
Well,
think
I'd
he
be
was.
protesting too if he was going to come in militarily and take over. I wouldn't like that either, but.
Well, you got to remember, there's not very many people in Greenland. I mean, how many people do you know would want to live in Greenland? I don't know of a one.
Except people that lived there all their lives and they don't know any
Yeah,
different.
yeah, yeah. And they only live in one little area of it down South Greenland. They won't go up north where it's super, super duper cold because it's too cold. You can't live up there. But anyway, that's where they are. I think a lot of this in Trump is also to get out of NATO. It's part of it. I don't need it. I don't like NATO myself.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for peaceable agreement.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. All right. I'm going to do something here. What would happen if the wrong people got a hold of this information? They would start doing things against. And I don't want that to happen. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? Or something to share? Yeah, Nick, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'm going to a doctor's appointment this week, and it's a new doctor that I'm going to see that I've never seen before. So I'm just hoping for the best.
Is he Somali?
I
I'm just asking. I don't know. You don't want him to be Somali. All
No.
right. All right, Lord, we thank you that when he gets there, he's gonna like his new doctor and everything's gonna work out just fine for him. Amen. What's wrong with you?
This is for like all my medications that I take. It's my
Okay.
neurologist, my new
I got you.
neurologist. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. When I get off, I'm gonna pray for you, Nick. Amen, brother. All right, anybody else? We got a song, don't we, Jim? Go ahead, Missy.
Well, Julie can play the song first, but I want to know. I was just reading in Fox's Book of Martyrs, and there's this one story that
Did
I'd
you
love
say
to read you.
toxic rigor mortis?
No, Fox's Book of Martyrs.
Oh,
Of
Fox's Book of Martyrs.
course, I
Oh, okay.
didn't say that.
Well, it's what it sounded like.
No.
My goodness.
Anyway, it's a little, it's not real long, but it's a little book, but it's one, two, three,
Just go ahead and
about
read it.
three, four pages. Read it now.
Well, I don't know. Is it very long?
No, it's not, it's really not that long. Not as long compared to some stuff you've read, just saying. Not complaining, I'm just saying. It's not complaint. Okay,
Let's see if I
this
can
is
do
about,
something. Go ahead, Missy.
let's not mute me, no.
Go ahead. I wouldn't do that. You go ahead.
Okay. This is about William Hunter. On March 26, 1555, William Hunter, a godly young man, only 19 years old, was martyred. His story should be an example to all Christian parents who find their emotions at odds with their convictions. For William's parents allowed their son to follow his beliefs, even though it led to his death. William was apprenticed to a silk weaver in London. In the first year of Queen Mary's reign, his parish priest ordered him to receive communion at the Easter Mass, which he refused to do. His master, afraid he himself would be in danger if William remained in his house, asked the boy to move back to his father's house in Brentwood for several weeks, which he did. 5 or 6 weeks later, William picked up a Bible he found in a chapel at Brentwood and began to read it aloud to himself. He was interrupted when Father Atwell came into the chapel. "Are you meddling with the Bible?" Atwell demanded. "Do you know what you're reading? Can you expound the scriptures?" "I don't take it upon myself to expound the scriptures," William explained. "I found it here and was reading it to comfort myself." Father Atwell commented, "It hasn't been a happy world since the Bible was published in English." "Oh, don't say that. That's God's book, from which we learn to know what pleases and displeases God. Didn't we know that before? Not as well as we do now with the Bible available," William replied. "I pray we always have it with us." William Atwell, I'm sorry, Father Atwell fumed. "I know you. You're one of those who dislikes the Queen's laws. That's why you left London. If you don't amend your ways, you and many other heretics will broil. Give me grace to believe. I'm sorry. God, give me grace to believe His word and confess His name, no matter what happens," William retorted. Atwell rushed out the chapel, calling back, "I can't reason with you. But I'll find someone who can, you heretic. William stayed in the chapel and continued to read until Atwell returned with the vicar of Southwell. Who gave you permission to read and expound on the Bible? The vicar demanded. I don't expound on it, sir, William answered. I only read it for comfort. Why do you need to read it at all? I'll read it as long as I live. You shouldn't discourage people from doing so. You should encourage them. Oh, so you want to tell me what I should do? The vicar muttered. You're a heretic. I'm not a heretic just because I speak the truth. More words passed between them concerning the sacrament of communion, on which William explained his point of view. Accused of being a heretic, he replied, I wish you and I were both tied to the stake to prove which of us would defend his faith the longest. I think you'd recant first. I thought that was pretty funny. Anyway, we'll see about that, the vicar replied, leaving to report. We'll see about that, the vicar replied, leaving to report the boy. The vicar went directly to Master Brown, who called in William's father and the local policeman and demanded that Mr. Hunter go find his son, since William had wisely left town after his argument with the vicar. Mr. Hunter rode for 2 or 3 days to satisfy Brown, intending to go back and say he couldn't find the boy. When suddenly they met, Mr. Hunter told his son Hyde he would go back and say he couldn't find him. No, Father, William said, I'll go home with you so you don't get in trouble. As soon as they arrived in town, William was arrested and taken before Brown, who argued with him about transubstantiation. William was so firm in his beliefs that he enraged Brown, who sent him to Bishop Bonner in London. William was put in the stocks at London for 2 days, fed only a crust of brown bread and a cup of water before he defended himself to the bishop. Getting nowhere with the boy, Bonner ordered him locked up in jail with as many chains as he could bear. How old are you? He asked William. 19. Well, you'll be burned before you're 20 if you don't do better than you did today. William spent 9 months in jail, appearing before the bishop 6 times, including the time he was condemned on February 9th. That day, the bishop made William his final offer. If you recant, I'll make you a free man and give you £40 to set up a business. I'll make you the steward of my house. I like you. You're smart. I'll take care of you if you recant. William replied, thank you. But if you can't change my mind through scripture, I can't turn from God to love the world. I count all worldly things but loss and dung compared to the love of Christ. If you die believing this way, the bishop continued, you will be condemned forever. God judges righteously, justifying those whom man condemns unjustly, William maintained. William was sent back to Newgate Prison for a month, then taken home to Brentwood for burning. Then, when his parents visited him there, they encouraged him to remain faithful, saying they were proud to have a son willing to die for Christ's sake. At the stake, William asked the people to pray for him. Master Brown sneered, pray for you? I wouldn't pray for you any more than I would a dog. I forgive you. I'm not asking for your forgiveness, yelled Brown. Seeing a priest approaching with a Bible, William called out, get away, you false prophet. Beware of them, people. Don't take part in their plagues. The priest replied, as you burn here, you will burn in hell. You lie, you false prophet, William cried. Get out of here. A man in the crowd spoke up. I pray God will have mercy on his soul. Amen, amen, answered the crowd. As the fire was lit, William tossed his psalter to his brother. William, his brother called, think of the holy passion of Christ. Don't be afraid of death. I'm not, William lifted his hands to heaven and said, Lord, 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 receive my spirit. Dropping his head into the smoke, William Hunter gave up his life for the truth, sealing it with his blood to the praise of God. It just impressed me that he was only 19 years old and such wisdom, and love for the word. Well, thank you, Lord, for such a testimony, Lord. May we all have the
Amen.
same determination in confessing and confessing you before men in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
That's a very oh, what's the word I'm looking for? He was coming into the Son of Man then, wasn't he? I mean, the Son of God then. Okay, Julie, why don't you bless us with a song? You can sing any of them you want to.
Thank you. Would you please give me
Oh,
share
okay.
permissions?
I'm
Thank
sorry.
you. That's all right.
Wait a minute. Something's gone. See, can you get in it? Can you do just can't do it. Host tools. Okay, go ahead.
Get my praise. God's gonna get my praise.
Cause Jesus crushed the enemy. Now he's underneath my feet. I'm marching out in victory. Hallelujah. Sing Jesus. Cause Jesus crushed the enemy.
With authority.
Now he's underneath my feet.
That's right.
I'm marching out in victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, my, how I love that song. That's a good song. All right. I got the victory. Has anybody else got the victory? We all got the victory, if you just believe. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Does anybody got anything they want to share about or ask about or do anything? Well, we can wrap this up real quick then, can't we? Thank you, Lord. I remember many testimonies the last couple of days of people being raised from the dead. Many people being raised from the dead. And one of them was the lady that lost her husband, so to speak, in the hospital, died in the hospital. Y'all remember that one? And he died in the hospital. And they wanted to take him out and put him in the mortuary. She said, he's not dead. Leave him alone. And they said, but he's dead. He's not breathing. She said, no, he's alive. Leave him alone. Rocked on there for a few hours more. And the nurses come in and said, listen, honey, we got to take this man out of here. He said, he's been dead for this long, da-da-da-da-da-da. He's not dead. He's not dead. Leave him alone. Then they sent the doctors in there. Ma'am, this man is dead. He hadn't been breathing for a while. He's starting to do things. His rigor mortis has already set in on him. Da 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 da. She said, no, nope, he's not dead. Leave him alone. He's not going anywhere. You leave him alone. Get out of here. And that night, this went all day long. I was trying to get this man out of there so they could put him in the mortuary, put him in the ground. And she wouldn't let him. That night, doctors come in there and said, ma'am, we got to take this man out of here and your husband out of here. He's been dead for so many hours, he's going to start stinking. She said, no, he's still alive. Said, just, he's still alive. Leave him alone. He's all right. And then that morning, early that morning, he woke up. And she saw him wake up. And she went over and said, honey, what can I do for you? What would you like to do? He said, well, I want some breakfast. Said, go over and get my pants. So she went over and helped to get his pants on. And the nurses and the doctors were going nuts out there. Said, she, oh, get back down. You know, he came back in there and said, get back down. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to kill yourself by getting up. Mama looked over at the nurses and the doctor, said, you had your chance. Now Jesus brought him back alive. We're going to go get something to eat. We're getting out of this place. That is the endurance in faith that God wants us to have, beyond what anybody says, beyond what your family members say, beyond what anybody says, you still hang on to that faith, because God is true. And when he's when you're true with him, he's going to follow through. He's going to follow through, and you're going to see miracle after miracle after miracle. And I'm fixing to see a great miracle. Praise God. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to experience this. In Jesus' name. And I it's just an awesome, awesome thing, Lord. He's there. The Lord, when you have faith to believe what the word says rather than what your flesh says and what everybody tells you around you, you know, well, you need to do this, or you need to do that, or you need to come, you need to do this, you need to come home, you need to, all this garbage, you got to block it out and go to what the word of God says. And the word of God says, when you believe what you have prayed, that you're going to receive it, that you have received it, you shall have it. And I praise God for that kind of faith. And I thank you, Lord, that you've given it to all of us, every one of us, to believe in the miracles. Remember the story about the Christian that got his head cut off by the Islamic? God can't do that. No, come on now. God made him. He can do that. And he did it. And he brought Christianity to the Islamic community. Oh, my gracious. God can do anything if all we had to do was just believe. That's all he wants us to do. Believe over and above what everybody's telling you, over and above everything that looks different, opposite of what you're believing for. And when you do that, you're going to see miracle after miracle after miracle. Huh. I don't know what the deal is there, but Debbie's having trouble getting on the internet. She got a new... Okay, has anybody got any questions about what faith is? I know we've taught on this forever, but it seems like you got to keep hammering it home, And you know why? I love to hammer it home, because it puts faith in me too. Don't y'all? When you tell somebody about faith, you get it down in your heart, you get it down in your spirit, and once you get it in your spirit, it's hard to break it. Ain't nobody gonna break you then. Most of the time, it's the flesh that takes us out of faith. It's doubt and unbelief. Yeah. Being persuaded by man. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you lose somebody close, your whole family, and you're standing in faith for them, your whole family will come against you. I'm talking brothers and sisters, siblings, and your own inner family. But when you hold fast to your faith, you're going to see miracles, and you're going to see a revival. You're going to see a revival. And it may be a big one, or it might be a little one, but you're going to see one. I guarantee you. So that's, and you can't listen to what this thing says. With all the text messages and things that might come in, you can't listen to them. It'll steal your faith. Praise God. So that's what I do. I just I don't answer those things. I'll just pray for them and thanking Jesus. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing what we've asked you to do. And I know, Lord, that it's going to be an awesome party when this thing transpires. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And y'all be the first to know. One of the first to know. Yeah. Amen. I like what Joseph's got there. Remember, the fire must be kept burning on the altar at all times. It must never go out. Glory be to God. You got to have that fire going in your altar right here all the time. You have to keep your spirit on fire for God all the time. Stir up the spirit in you. When you stir that spirit up in you, nobody can take you away from what the Word of God says. And I'm going to tell you a little what happened last night, everybody. We had our fellowship meeting last night. And when we started out, we got in a small circle. You know how everybody stands over by their chairs on Friday nights? You know, it's just last night, we all got in a tight circle. We got in a tight circle. And we prayed. And then we started praising God. And Chuck, if he wasn't led by the Spirit of God, I'd be real surprised, because he had just the right songs to bring us into that realm of one accord. We were all in a direct one accord. It was the best night that we've had in fellowship that I can remember. The power of God showed up. I had a vision, and while we were singing, I had a vision of the roof of Matt and Anna's house being on fire. I figured I'd hear sirens most any time. And when I said that, I told all of them, I see the house roof on fire. It's the fire of God. Shalonda said, yes, and I see it too. I said it was right down the top of the ridge. She said, no, it's all over the roof. I said, yeah, I'll go for that one. Praise God. And the fire of God was all over us. And then she had the vision. Oh my, it was a great and wonderful time for this little group of people here. It was awesome. And I don't think it's going to slack up either. We're not going to let it slack up. We're going to come expecting every time. Tomorrow when we get together, every time that y'all get together with one another, you ought to stir up the spirit in you. We ought to stir up the spirit in us tonight. That song that she just played, that was a good song, man. That got me stirred up. Glory to God. I like that people in songs anyway. All right. Well, I guess I can settle down. Has anybody got something they'd like to share? I don't want to get settled down. I want to stay stirred up.
Can we play another song?
Sure. I'm open to anything tonight.
How about Raise a Hallelujah?
There you go. That's the one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Barbara, you want to sing it?
Oh, no.
Hey, I'll tell you something else. Y'all know Little Zoe. You see her on there, don't you? Little Zoe in the fellowship. That's Winnie's daughter. She started wailing out enemy's camp last night after everything had calmed down. She started wailing out. She sounded like Judy Jacobs. I ain't kidding you. Yeah, she has a booming voice. And she's got that vibrato, too, in her voice. She sounds like a black singer. I ain't kidding you. It was awesome. Man, she sang it two or three times for her. But she won't. She is so good. She won't show her face. She doesn't want people to look at her while she's singing. And but we let her go ahead and turn her head and sing, boy. And she started wailing that out. I said, "What is that coming out of that little old girl there? She sounds
The
like an
anointing.
adult." Yes,
The
it
anointing.
was.
It was the anointing. Praise God.
Debbie, you sent it to me. You didn't send it to Brandy.
You want me to play a song, Michael?
Yes, please go play Hallelujah.
A hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. begin to lift up your hallelujah. Raise it like a banner. Raise it like a flag. Raise it in the middle of the storm. Let it rise. Let it rise. Like a symphony to the King. Everything to you, Jesus. We raise it all up.
Amen. Praise God. We sang that song there about 30 minutes last night. I'm telling you, it was awesome. We raised a hallelujah. I'm telling you, it was awesome. Glory to God. She's going to play one more. Yeah, Nick, what you got, brother?
I had one too, actually. I had a song too.
Okay, well, sing it.
I can't sing it.
What's the name of it?
It's a Don't Stop Praying by Matthew West.
Okay, mark it down, Judy. If we get to it, we'll get to it.
I actually have it up right now on YouTube.
Okay, well, we've got one coming up that I want to hear first. And then
okay.
We'll listen to yours. Okay. Glory to God. This is the one, the visions and the fire of the fire, and what I told you about the other also came in, the one she's fixing to play. We sang this one for about 30 minutes too. Oh, it was an awesome night. It was an awesome night. Nobody wanted to sit down, Andrew. Nobody wanted to sit down. We just wanted to kept going. About 3 o'clock, I said, well, wait a minute. No, I'm just kidding. 3 o'clock in the morning. Can y'all hear me? Nobody can hear me? Huh? Can y'all hear me?
Double didn't want me in here. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Let's see here.
Enemy was messing with my internet too. We rebuke this in the name of Jesus. You will
Amen.
Not keep us from praising and worshiping the Lord and raising our voices of praise to the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Mine just messed up. It just went stupid.
So did mine. I think all of ours did.
Enemy, get out of here in the name of Jesus. We command you to go off of our Zoom fellowship. You're not allowed. Lord, we thank you for your shield of protection around all of our internet settings. And we thank you, Father, for letting all this stuff happen tonight. In Jesus' name. Devil, you got to go. All right, Julie. What a glorious day. Turn it up.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn,
yeah,
till I made you call me.
Shout hallelujah. Glory. God, thank you.
2017, let's hear it. The loudest shout you've got in you. Give it to us.
Yeah, somebody ought to be shouting. My gracious sakes alive. Come out of that grave. All right, Missy, what do you want?
You know, when we played this, I guess it was last Thursday on the outreach, and the Lord gave Debbie that vision and all, and he said about when you go out of your houses, you know, shout hallelujah, you know.
Yeah.
Well, was it yesterday, the day before? I forget which it was. I didn't think it didn't come to my mind. I didn't think about it, you know, when I went out. But I was in the middle of my walk, and I'm like, it came to me. So I'm like, okay, Lord, give me the boldness. Well, I said it, but my voice wasn't as good as it was now, and it probably came out like a squeak. Probably nobody heard it anyway, but anyway, the Lord heard it. I mean, I said, hallelujah, you know, and I
know it,
but anyway.
That was Angelica and Debbie, wasn't it? Yeah, that was Angelica and Debbie uptown.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, absolutely. Just, oh no, they were Walmart.
Yeah.
Woo, glory to God. Yeah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Just yell it out, glory to God. When you get out the car at Walmart and you see a lot of people around, just holler it out, hallelujah to the Lamb, and then raise your arms and see how many either look at you stupid-like or raise their arms. Somebody out there shout hallelujah, glory to God. I believe I'll do that tomorrow. I'm going to go down to Walmart and do that specifically. Amen. Jumping back into my truck. Jump up there and get after it. All right, Julie.
What's your impossible? I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart with doubt? You beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on heaven's door. Let your knees. Saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Alpha and Omega knows how your story ends. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Stop praying for the miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen.
Don't stop praying that addictions end. Don't stop praying for deliverance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Oh, don't stop praying for the sickness healed. Don't stop praying for his power revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. No, don't stop praying for the kingdom come. Don't stop praying that his will be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on pounding on him. Your knees wear out the floor. Don't stop believing. 'Cause mountains move with just a little faith. And your father's heard every single word you're saying. So don't stop praying. Oh, don't stop praying. Don't you give up now. No, don't stop praying.
Praise God. All right. That's a good one there, Nick. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I actually went to his concert and saw that song.
Okay, well, you need to sing it then next time, won't you? All right. You got firsthand experience there, buddy.
Yeah.
Was it a good concert?
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. I can only think of but one. I don't guess I've ever been to a gospel concert. I've listened to people sing before, hillbilly gospel in person out on the streets. Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. Has anybody got anything they'd like to share? Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, I was just, there was a thing on the news yesterday that there was like a 100 car pileup in Michigan by Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was a big snowstorm. And
wow. Okay.
Lots of people were involved.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, there was, it was the lake effect snowstorm.
Yeah, yep, that one.
Yeah, I saw pictures of 18-wheelers.
Did anybody get killed?
Nobody did. Yeah.
Well, that's praise a miracle. God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Just remember, the fire must be kept burning on the altar at all times. It ain't need don't need to ever go out. That's what Josie says every day. That's a good one, Josie. Let the fire burn, Lord, let the fire burn. Glory be to God. All right, anyone got something they'd like to share? We still got almost an hour left. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
You know, when the two guys were walking together and Jesus is walking with them, that's what they said at the end. They said, didn't our hearts burn within us when he spoke with us and walked with us? Yeah. So praise God.
There's an hour left on my clock up here, so I don't know about y'all. That one says 32, Julie. One of these days, I'm going to get a battery for that thing. It's lagging behind. Well, it says it's 8:10. I got almost an hour and a half left. Okay.
We can go all night. We can go all night if you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely, we can. We have control here. All right. Hey, if you were to, I'm going to put this question out there. If you had to explain faith to someone who didn't know what faith was, how could you explain it to them in a way they'd understand it? All right, Nick, go ahead, brother.
Read the gospel. Read the gospel to them.
Well, that's the easy way. How would you explain it if you didn't have the Bible with you? Think about it. We'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Andrew, go ahead.
I was just going to mention God's plan in 3:11 and 12 of Ephesians. You know, he has a plan for the ages, and that's to be made in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence. And I'm going to change it a bit, through Christ's faith, because it's through his faith, but through Christ's faith. And of course, he destroyed a fig tree so that you can have God's faith. So the faith is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, that inward man that has to be in the glory that God shares with you. And sometimes he shares with a person who's not quite ready. He's not quite ready to be saved. But he at least has an understanding of a teaching that's from God, and he says, yeah, that sounds good to me. And but when the time comes for his faith to be in Jesus, then it comes, because he saves you, then he calls you. And you know, he uses that teacher to teach you very things that everyone gets taught these things. Many people know of these words that the teacher teaches. And but if you're not going to even listen to the teacher, then why would you even expect that teacher is now exchanged for Christ himself to live in you? And that comes from the Lord also. So, you know, that's how I probably try to explain it to them. Because you can even ask the Lord and he'll show you some of the things when you were under that teacher, tutor, before you got saved. And praise and glory to God, because it has to, till the faith comes, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because, you know, the other tutor has to go until that Christ comes in you. And glory to God. And God the Father will now want to share his glory with you. And there's a lot to his glory, I'll tell you. There's knowledge to walk in. There's the fear of God to walk in. And you could even be told to be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love. Everybody had a father that they want to imitate, but they're only practice dad. You got to go with the real God the Father, because it's his name. His name was in Jesus. His name is in his Holy Spirit. And rejoice that your names are written in the heavens. Praise and glory to God.
Amen. Okay, Missy.
Okay. Now, I want to ask another question. How would you explain it to somebody in the simplest terms?
In simplest terms, and how would you explain it, let's say, to a Baptist?
A Baptist?
Yeah,
okay. Or someone. See, that was kind of what I was going to ask you. Is this like, are we talking about a person that's not even born again? Are we talking about a Christian or, you know?
If you had, listen to me. Mm-hmm. And this is someone who you know doesn't know what faith is. How would you explain it to them in terms that they could understand?
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things that came to my mind. You said a Baptist. Well, faith is believing God's word that it's true. Okay. What God's word says is true. You know, that's faith, even though you don't see it. Okay. But faith is believing something is true. All right. Faith is believing something you don't see is true. Faith is believing something you don't see is true. But there's like the two things that came to my mind. God's word, if God's word says it, you believe it. God doesn't lie, does he? Right? That's just one thing. Whatever God's word says is true. You know, you can rely on it. It's true. Anyway, those are just a couple things that came to me.
Okay. Go ahead, Andrew. Or Ben.
So, to explain faith to someone that has no idea what the heck faith is, they, you know, no idea at all whatsoever. I try and always give an example, and it's hard to find an example of doing that. And then I would just say, how sure are you that the sun is going to rise tomorrow? I'm pretty sure they're 100% sure that sun's going to rise. And so you even prefabricate how you're going to walk tomorrow, knowing that that sun's going to rise tomorrow, because you know it's going to happen. And so, for by grace have you been saved through faith, and that is not of yourself, but it is a gift from God. You can have that faith that God gives you to believe in those promises that he gave. So the more that you know those promises, like how you know that sun's going to rise tomorrow, you can believe in those promises because he's given you the faith to believe in those promises. And then I would go to scripture, like, by grace have you been saved through faith. I would go through all the promises that he gives us and all that. I've always tried to think about how, I have a lot of atheists that I deal with in the day, so I'm trying to go through that route. Not a lot of Christians out there, or up here, I guess you could say, but it's hard to get a conversation going like that, but I try and make it as simple as possible, because we all have a common ground of knowing that the sun's going to rise tomorrow. We got to keep it very simple, very cookie cutter, you know.
Yeah, it's like the light switch. When you hit it, you know it's going to turn on. That's what you taught us once there.
That's a good one. I'd use that myself.
Everything you see is temporary, but God's word is eternal. It's forever. You know, like I have a lamp over, I have a picture that's temporary. You know, I'm temporary in this body, but there is another body that's eternal for everybody. It's just that you need to have another spirit in your body, and you got to believe, you got to cry out to God. You know, someone told me once, you know, you cried out to God in your most needy, God wasn't even saved. and he'll come and assist you. You just cry out for Jesus and it'll happen. You'll get saved. And it was interesting. Yeah.
I think a really important verse too. I think someone shared it in the chat, the Romans chapter 4 there. Calling things that are not as though they are. Yeah. And then realizing that it's what Christ did at the cross. That's what we can have faith in. Our hope is a hopeful expectation, and it correlates pretty well with the faith. But the faith is what's done in the past, and the hope is what we're, our hopeful expectation of Christ in us in the future. So
the hope is the maturing.
Yeah, is the maturing.
It's
yeah.
a assured expectation and a firm expectation.
Great expectation, yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I like what Lake said. Lake said there are two things in faith. There's truth and there's fact. Truth always can change fact. The fact is, I may be sick, but the truth of the word says, by his stripes I'm healed. Which one am I going to believe? I'm going to believe I'm healed, whether I feel like it or not. That's faith. Okay, who was first there? I don't know. All right, go ahead, Missy. You've got 2 seconds. No, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
There was something else that came to me is, oh, Lord have mercy. I'm listening to everybody else, and I kept trying to remember, get it in my head. Go, Julie. I'm sorry. I got to think.
All right, Julie, go ahead.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to, right? Because if you're talking to somebody who has, my internet is stable and the devil has to get out of my stuff.
Amen.
Thank you. I just spoke faith, right?
Yep.
Praise God. All right. So depending on who you're talking to, like, you know, people who are supposedly Christians and they read their Bible, I would quote things from the Bible, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the assurance of the thing hoped for, while the evidence is not yet seen. And try to help them see what that means and try to, you know, I guess I would ask them what they thought it meant, you know, and go from there. But I guess I would give them examples of what Jesus did. I would give examples of what his disciples did, what, you know, he taught them to do. And it's like, well, he spoke it like the centurion. And Jesus said, no greater faith in all Israel than this man, you know. He said, you just say the word. I'm a man of authority. I understand what the authority is. If you say it, then I know what that means. It's going to be done. So it's that kind of thing. So but if it was somebody who really didn't understand, or maybe it was a new Christian, really didn't understand, I would just say, read the Bible, believe every word that it says, and act on it. And don't listen. I mean, we've been listening to you and David and, you know, some, you know, and we've been in the word ourselves. So it's like, you know, don't listen to what anyone else says. You read what the Bible says, because it's true. Because Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus is the word. He's the door. So you believe what Jesus, you know, what he said and what he did. He is the word. Believe that above everything else. And ask God for everything. And ask him to prove himself to you. Ask him to teach you what faith is yourself, you know, and to teach me to, you know, teach me how to pray. You know, it depends on who it is you're talking to. So, you know, most people wouldn't understand if you try to tell them that, you know, ignoring your symptoms when you're sick and they can see you're sick, they can hear it in your voice or whatever. And it's like, I'm fine. You know, I'm fine. I'm, you know, just like, no, just God just healed me. I remember praying with my sister. She was asking for prayer. Her husband was having root canal. I don't know. He had to be admitted in the hospital for something. It had to do with his teeth, and I can't remember now what it was. But and I just texted back in the group chat. I just said, he's going to come through this just fine, and he's not going to have any complications. And I thank the Lord for it. And blah, blah, blah. And my sister recognized, she goes, thank you. That was a prayer of faith. You know, she recognized it. So it depends.
All right, Missy.
Well, Julie says, mentioned there was something I was going to say. You know, like I said earlier, faith is believing something that you don't see is true, and standing on it with your words and your actions, everything that you say and do, She really believes something. That's faith. That's faith. If you really believe, something, especially, God's word, Yeah, I love that definition of faith too. Calling the things that are not as though they were, Walking by faith. What is that? Everything that you say and do lines up with what you believe. That's real faith.
That's what the Lord did when he formed the universe, wasn't it? Spoke them into existence. He didn't see nothing out there. He said, earth be. Amen. Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, when he formed the world, he spoke it and there it was.
Yep, that's right. He spoke it and it just showed up. Because he had faith to believe it. All right, Andrew.
And we're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Upon good works. No bad works, good works. That he prepared, that we should walk in. You know, let's walk, man. Let's walk in love. Let's imitate that. What we're supposed to imitate. You know, Jesus, Paul was agreeing with Jesus. Yeah. You know, when Jesus said, let them be one as we are one. You know, like if you're going to be one with someone, you got to know how to imitate them. Right? Imitate God. Praise God. Mean,
you and Ben are a prime example of the perfectness of God, you know? He spoke y'all into existence, didn't he? Go ahead, Ben. He spoke
something
all of us
that, something, I think it was either you or David. You were teaching something on, I don't know, the little molecules. Forget the word y'all call it. And
talking about quantum faith?
Yes, quantum faith. There you go. Quantum. And he's saying, like, when God spoke that creation into existence, that word is still moving all those molecules around. And, you know, I never really thought of it that way, but, like, yeah, it's still moving. It's still doing its thing. It's still, you know, the earth is still spinning and all that. And it's just, it really makes you show how powerful faith can be when it's driven by that type of spirit. It really shows, and it really like blows your mind when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, that you have, I don't want to say too much, but you have that same spirit and that same God within you now. You're not God, but you are the little G. And it's just, it blows your mind that it's like you are now a part of that family that was in there, and it's so cool.
Yeah, birthed by his word, and God said, I will dwell in them and walk and be their God, and they shall be my people.
And I think
you can't beat that kind of power, can you?
No, that's
over all, in all, and through all.
That's right.
Yeah. I was reading, I always read through John chapter 17 because it's Jesus. He's praying and he's talking to our Father and he's saying, like, I am them and thou and me, we all be one. And it's just, it's so big. Like, that chapter is so big, just explaining it. He's praying for it and he loves that and he wants that for us to just be all one together. Like, if I had to explain, I think they call it the Trinity, but like, we are a part of it. It's not just a Trinity. It's just, we're all a part of it. It's all a part of the Holy Spirit and a corporate body. I think that's what they're missing. They tend to focus on this word Trinity, but like, It's so much more than that. It's we're all in it.
Isn't that what St. Patrick tried to teach about the four-leaf clover? It's not a clover anymore when it has four leaves, because there's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a name. The Spirit is a name that we all share with Him. You know, we got I didn't know it was Onoma, you know, but Onoma, you just gave us a lot of stuff. The Mother Church does that. It's supposed to give you the name, the nature, character, and authority. That's the Spirit you're getting. The mind, the will, the emotions, the heart. You know, that's the Spirit God gives you. That's the new life. That's what the last Adam gives us, a Spirit of life. And the life, the righteous shall live by faith. The words that I speak to you are Spirit and life. So, you know, they all stand in. That's the divine nature we partake of. Right? By promise. The divine nature, from the divine power to the divine nature, by promise of God. That He, you know, He's got to clean us up in order to come and live in us. You know, heaven forbid, you know, sometimes mommy has to clean your room, but you know, when God the Father gets to doing it, I'm telling you, it's clean. It's going to be clean. You know, and you better clean your room when He tells you to.
We're going
to
start flipping tables.
Yeah. You don't want Jesus to start flipping your table and bed over. No, you don't want that. Now maybe it's okay for your physical room, but you don't want that. Praise God.
Nothing but bad things happen then. All right, Missy. Hey, Pat, how's it going, bro?
Well, what came to me is what we've heard David say. You got positive faith and you got negative faith. Okay. Do you want to believe to live or you want to believe to die? I mean, and if you want to believe to live, you can't be speaking contrary to that, you know? I mean, your faith really is what comes out of your mouth. I think above everything else, you know, what I believe comes out of my mouth more than anything, I think.
What you speak is what you're going to get, right? Go ahead, Andrew.
You know, I want you to imitate God for a second here. And it says in the Word, living is the Word of God and active. That's on the right hand. But there is another word that could be living too. And you don't want to be active in that, because there's the fruit of God's Spirit and the fruit of the flesh Spirit. There's a living and active word you want. You don't want the other guy. Praise God. Glory to God. Because that's just an imitation, though, you know. But that's what is actually happening with God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Debbie, I see you made it. Praise the Lord. Can't hear you.
Okay. Yes, I did. Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Now we can. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. You made it on. Brandy, come over and fix it for you.
No, Julie told me to turn it off and start it up. Turn it back on again. That's what did it.
Did she just tell you to just start hitting buttons? Just hit button up.
Just to turn it off. Turn it off and turn it. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's good.
Praise the Lord.
That's a good way to do it. Patrick, how you doing?
Pretty good. I just thought I'd plug in here. Got a break here from work, so I just thought I'd plug in. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Cool.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool here. It's I don't know, what is it, about 19.
19. It's, I think, 10 up here, if
Oh
I'm
yeah,
not
we're in the hot
mistaken.
flash down here.
Yeah. Right.
Golly. Oh
Yeah.
my.
Nice to see everybody.
Yeah, we're talking. The question I asked earlier, just a little bit ago, about an hour ago, was how would you explain faith to someone that didn't have a clue? And that's what we've been talking about. It's been real good discussion. Real good discussion.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. I like who was it? Was it you, Julie or Missy or Andrea and Ben about quantum faith is a good way to explain it to someone that understands quantum. And you can even to people who don't understand it, if you tell them what quantum is, that's a pretty easy way of telling it. If you were to say something to a Christian that doesn't understand faith, that believes that faith is believing that Jesus died on the cross, was resurrected on our behalf, how do you explain it to him? You know, that's what they believe faith is. That's what the apostate religion believes faith is a lot of times.
You mean that it ends at that point? Yeah.
That's it's sad, but that's what they believe faith in. Most religion believes. Well, what is faith? Well, a faith is believing that Jesus died on the cross. Now he's resurrected at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. That's their terminology or their definition of faith is. Yeah. Julie, go ahead.
I would guess I would say, yeah, he did, but how do you know that? I guess I'd pose that
That's a
question.
good
How do you
question.
how do you explain that to somebody? He died for you. So where do you get that information and why do you believe that? You know, and just I guess I would, you know, probe and find out, you know, okay, so where are you coming from? And then I would say, well, Jesus said a lot of things and you have to believe everything Jesus said. You have to, you know, Jesus said, go and do this. Jesus said, go and do that. He sent his disciples out to go and do this. And then he
Heal the
said,
sick, raise the dead.
yeah, what did he tell him to do? He said, do everything I've commanded you to do. And what I've shown you to do, you do it. And then to walk in that and to believe. Why did Jesus say, believe all things when you pray? You know, believe you have received it and you shall have it. That's a pretty bold statement. What does you think that means? You know, and then it's like, you know, then they have their excuses like, well, God doesn't answer those things anymore or whatever. He doesn't heal anymore like that. Or, you know, they come up with all kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's sad, but I know great revival's coming and I know God's gonna turn things around and people are gonna like get a revelation of what faith is, and they're going to get a revelation of what the real gospel is, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and that you can believe and ask God for anything and see him do it. You know, that's what we're going about getting ready to see.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right, Missy.
One thing that came to my mind was, blessed are those who believe yet have not seen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Benjamin.
I just shared something on Signal. It's a video that my dad showed me, and he's shown me multiple times. It's about quantum faith and how you speak. I think the title of the video is called You'll Never Say a Bad Word Ever Again in Your Life. And it's about how our words not only just change the things around us, but how people react to our words around us. And it really brings James to mind when it says the tongue is like the rudder of a, I think it's a rudder of a ship, or yeah, it really
Ship's rudder, yeah.
opens up your mind.
It's the one where they start talking to the flowers. and one of them starts blooming, and the other, they talk to two strawberries. So it's on your now on Signal. Yeah. So I don't know how you got it, because I can't find it anywhere anymore. I downloaded it.
Well, they talk loving words to one, and they talk hateful words to the other one, don't they?
Yeah.
And see what happens. Boy, that's amazing.
Freezing of water, you know? And they freeze it, and they showed what reaction the water looked like. Freezing, and when they said a bad word, it even turned the water all yucky, some of it.
So. Yeah.
And the rice, they talk to rice, you know, the power of the word, and you know, that you know, that's
powerful, isn't it?
That's true, because you know, if you're very critical and overbearing on some people, they can be that way. And sometimes people are nasty because, you know, maybe their parents did it to them or something, I don't know, you know, and that's pretty sad. So glory to God.
Boy, I just had a helicopter fly over real low. Hit the dirt, David.
They're looking for you.
SUVs coming up. Black SUVs coming up to drive. No. Praise God. Okay. Well, I guess we're out of time. Lord, we thank you for an awesome time with you tonight. We praise you, Father, for the prayer that is being answered even as we speak right now. In Jesus' name, and I thank you for it, Father. Glory be to God. There it is.